Welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 88. This episode is brought to you by... As entrepreneurs, we all face the battle of finding funds to grow our business and also to pay for daily expenses. That is where Capital One comes in. Capital One will provide you with a business credit card where you can use it to keep all your business expenses in one place and also to build your business credit. Apply today. The link is in the bio. Hey, Dr. Gigi here. How are you guys doing? I have missed you in the past couple of weeks, but here we are again, continuing on creating the life that we love, right? Let me tell you, we may be faced with obstacles. We may have things in our way, problems, situations, sickness, whatever it may be, but we get back on the horse whenever we can. And this is what I'm doing here with this episode. I'm getting back on the horse because I know some things, like my son's college paperwork. He's a senior this year. He's getting ready to go to college. There's been a lot of different college things going on. And quite frankly, he needed a lot of help. And as seems to be the case for many of us women, we tend to kind of pull back on whatever we're doing so that we can help our loved ones. So getting back on track, though, we have to always create that opportunity to enter, to come back. We have to remind ourselves, because let me tell you, even your loved ones who are here with you every single day, they are not going to remind you of what you need to do for yourself. I know it sounds like, yes, I know our support system when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to really doing the things that will make a big difference in your life, in your own mental state, in your own success, you have to take that initiative. You have to step forward and do it, because there are so many things that will get in your way. And unfortunately, your loved ones, they are not accountable for your success. They're not accountable for your mission, your purpose, because it is not theirs. Everybody is concerned about their own road, their own journey. All right. So I just have to say, I mean, I wasn't being pushed or reminded by everybody in my circle to, hey, you miss a couple of episodes. You need to get back on the horse. You need to do what you need to do. I had to constantly remind myself to do that. And I do listen to a lot of podcasts every day. So that reminds me to get on with my business. So here I am again, getting back on the horse. And today we are going to talk about saving faith. Saving faith. I want to talk about saving faith because I believe that my faith is at the core of everything that I do. I really cannot talk about my story without bringing my faith into it. And I know to some people it's a turnoff, but you know what? You can still listen to a story and get a lot from it without believing the way that I do. Okay, I listen to all sorts of people. I believe everybody has something to teach, and their point of view, their faith should not deter you from listening to their story. And I mean, and that is why we all have our own people. So if it's like, if my mentioning faith or God seems to trigger something for you or seem to irritate you in a way, and it does not agree with you, then absolutely you don't have to listen. But I just have to, I have tried in so many situations to just kind of leave my faith out of certain things. But oftentimes the word God keeps coming out and my faith keeps coming out. And naturally, because that is my worldview, this is my perspective, this is how I process information. And I believe my faith is a saving faith because I depended, it was me and God, me and my God. When I was going through my trials and my tribulations, it was me and God. There was really nobody else there. There was no one else there I can confide in. There was no one there I could talk to. At least that's what it seems like, right? Because at the moment, I was focusing on keeping it to myself, acting like I was okay. And that is why during this time, I'm so, you know, open to seeing people, especially during this time. I know it's a critical time in the year where people are depressed, people are lonely. It's Thanksgiving time and people are worried and they don't see themselves as being loved because they're not surrounded by a bunch of people, a bunch of family members who or friends who care about them. And I know during this time we have the highest rate of suicide during this time because people feel so depressed and so broken. And I am reminded when I was broken, when I was depressed, when I even attempted to take my life because I didn't want to suffer anymore. And I reached out to God. It was my faith. It was my faith that kept reminding me that you are enough. You are needed. God loves you. You need to stay alive. So faith is very important. And on that note, I want to say that if you are at this point, if you are at this point where you feel like doing harm to yourself, you know, I want you to stop what you're doing right now and take a moment. Take a moment and call someone who cares, someone who loves you. There is someone out there who does care, who does love you. And keep going, keep asking until you find that person. And just tell them exactly what you're feeling. That you are feeling like you want to hurt yourself and that you need help. You need help right now. You let them know that. Because people cannot help you if they don't know. People cannot read your mind. Even though, I mean, we're really good at hiding things. Because I know for more than a decade, I hide. You know, I hide behind my smile. God naturally gave me that smile. So it came naturally. Not because I was so happy with my life, but because that's a gift. It's a gift God gave me and the people who comes in my way as I move through life. And I was hiding behind that because people always see me as a happy person. So they never thought something was going wrong. And I was so ashamed of what I was feeling that I didn't want to even mention it to anybody. It was me and God. It was me praying to God. It was me being comforted by God. It was me being reminded by God that if I acted a certain way, certain things would happen. And I wouldn't be able to live my purpose. I wouldn't be able to live my dreams. And God would send people my way to make the journey bearable. But ultimately, I was equipped to make decisions to get out of an abusive relationship. Okay, I had all the tools needed to do that. I just needed to decide. I just needed to choose. But because of my self-esteem, my self-worth, my self-confidence, and because that I thought it was my fault or because that I thought I was not enough, I let it continue. But God was there at any moment to take me out of it. And when I did reach that point where I felt like that was it, that was the end, and I did ask God point blank for help. I said, God, it's either, you know, I go or you do something. And amazingly, God did something. God sent me a person who was able to strengthen me in order for me to make the decision to leave a place that was destructive, a place that was chewing, eating my flesh. It's so like, I mean, every single day. Even through all that, I find ways to thrive. At least that's what it looked like to people from the outside. Right? But you have everything you need to step out of that abusive relationship. You have everything you need to step away from the situation. You don't have to wait until it's worse. You don't have to wait until it has eaten up like 10, 20 years of your life for you to make that decision. But I know even throughout all of it, I know God has been there. I had to act on faith to save my life. I had to show that I believed in what I believed, what I was practicing, in order for my life to change. So I call it saving faith because, yes, I was saved because I decided to act on my faith. So that's why I cannot talk about hardly anything about my life without mentioning my faith. So if it's offensive to some people, that's not my intention at all. My intention is to share with you where I drew my strength from. The way that I process information, the way that I see the world, this is all that I know. And so it makes sense to me that I refer to my higher power, I refer to God the way that I do. So where is your source of strength? Where do you gather strength? You know, do you have a saving faith? But I'm here to tell you that you have everything you need to make that critical decision that will change your life forever. You have everything you needed. Even if there was no technology, you know when you are being taken advantage of. You know when you are being abused. You know when you are being manipulated. You know when you're being imprisoned. You cannot exercise your own free will. You cannot exercise your purpose. You know. And you also know what it will take for you to thrive. For you to be free. Free to create a life you love. A life that you were called to create. A life that you were called to impact. You ready? You ready? Because if you are waiting for perfection, if you're waiting for everything to be put into place, that is not going to happen. You're ready to take action now. And this is what I'm going to leave you with. When will you make that move? When will you change? When will you make that decision for you to start creating the life that you've been craving for? If you need any help, you can always send me a message. You can always email me and let me know that you need help, because we all need someone who can stand by us and show us that it is possible. Until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable. Anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend you think will benefit from it. Also, head to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and also a 5-star review. We are in the process of growing this podcast and we cannot do it without you. Thank you so much for helping us reach our goals.